The weekend after the 4th of July has been a big weekend in its own right in the Eugene area for a half a century now, because that is the weekend for the Oregon Country Fair, somehow keeping its hippie on years after the rest of the world forgot what hippies were really about. Like so many events, the Oregon Country Fair was forced to cancel this year, cancel in person anyway, but there will be a virtual fair online. Let's get a sketch from two guests. Wally Baumgars is the executive director of the Oregon Country Fair. Welcome, Wally.
Hello, thank you very much.
And Crystalyn Frank is with us as well, the operations manager from the fair. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
So, Wally, talk about, the decision pretty much made itself a few months ago, didn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Beyond even the governor's orders, there's so many reasons you couldn't for the health and safety of both our attendees, everyone putting on the fair every year, and also the local community. There was no way for us to safely and responsibly put on an in-person gathering.
And how many people usually come to the Oregon Country Fair over the course of the 3 days?
Well, there's overlap each day, but last year we sold, and Crystalyn, remind me if I have these numbers wrong, but around 50,000 tickets, is that right?
About 58,000, slightly
58,
over last
000,
year, yeah.
Wow, so a bunch of people, and you don't want to get them all close together this year for obvious reasons.
Right.
So Crystalyn, talk about the process of moving toward an online model and how that all took shape.
Well, we started, Wally and I and some of the other employees and a couple volunteers started talking pretty early on when the pandemic hit about trying to do something virtual to bring the community together. And, but it's not something that we've ever done before. And so it was a huge learning curve, but just like our normal event, the volunteers really stepped up and people came out of the woodwork and, kind of taught us how to do it. And here we are. I'm really excited.
So give us a sketch, one of you, if you would, about what is to be found when people go to the virtual version of the Oregon Country Fair.
Oh, well, we, just like the normal fair, we will have a lot of different things going on and a lot of different ways of getting there. We will have vaudeville performances, music. The Community Village is putting on an entire day of live entertainment that's hosted by different people that participate in the Community Village, doing workshops and musical performances and panel discussions. And then there's several different ways of interacting with that content. And all of that can be found on OregonCountryFair.org, our website.
Now, are you charging people for this? I mean, do they have to buy tickets to get into the virtual experience?
No, we are not charging. We wanted to create a free experience for people. Although, since we don't have any budget, we have provided all of our entertainers and the people providing content for the virtual fair to give us tip jars for them so that they can still, hopefully get supported that way. And we are also providing an incredible artisan page and a couple different ways of interacting with some of our incredible crafters. And, because the pandemic has hit artisans and performers pretty extremely. So we're not the only thing that got canceled this year, as I'm sure you're aware.
Yes. Yeah. We just had our first Friday Arts segment done Thursday of last week, and we're aware of the fact that just so many arts events just aren't happening this year. And this, of course, brings a lot of people together in one place. We're talking about the Oregon Country Fair, scheduled for July 10, 11, 12. It will be online instead of in person in the woods near Veneta. Crystalyn Frank is the operations manager. Wally Baumgars is the executive director of the Oregon Country Fair. You can join. Questions and comments are welcome in this conversation from you at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So, Wally, where did you have to turn for technical support to be able to do this? And I imagine you had to buy things like more bandwidth and servers, et cetera, et cetera.
We did a little bit. Really, we turned to our community. Everything's going to be very different, not gathering in person, but in some ways, this is about as fair as you can get with community and volunteers just stepping up and making it happen. Mm-hmm. And we did get a little bit more bandwidth and some technology, but it was pretty minimal. Most of the heavy lifting was done by volunteers, just putting things together and making it happen.
Helps to have creative friends, doesn't it?
Oh yeah,
it really does.
So, Crystal, it seems like you got a lot of buy-in from the people who, I mean, obviously people have been, you know, creating art in quarantine for months now. So people sort of shifted their minds over to thinking about what can we do online and make it work. So you've been a little surprised at the amount of blossoming of creativity that people have shown and trying to do something of the Oregon Country Fair, even in an online way?
I have, you know, this entire community has really come together, and Wally can, I'm sure, speak to this as well. You know, from mid-March, how can we help? What can we do? How can I help the community? And we really saw that come through in putting together our virtual event, and it's been incredibly humbling and awe-inspiring to get to be a part of this happening.
So you gave us a bit of a list, but if you can make it more of a walkthrough, give us some idea of what kinds of portals people will see when they go to the Oregon Country Fair site.
So we'll have kind of what we're calling a landing page, and within that, there'll be different, essentially, boxes with links to different areas of the fair, different kinds of performances. There will also be a link to join a three-dimensional fair where you can create an avatar and walk around our fair site and then essentially walk up to a stage that is having a performance stream to it. Within that virtual three-dimensional fair, you will be able to talk to your friends and run into people and get lost, just like at our normal event. There's some volunteers that we're calling Helping Hands, that will be able to kind of help guide people or give instructions. We will also have, you know, within live streaming content, there'll be the ability to chat and still communicate with one another. We really tried to create community, and, you know, because that's what's been happening for more than 50 years. We also have the ability, like I said before, to shop with a lot of our incredible artisans. There's information about food booths available. A few of our booths have brick and mortar restaurants across, you know, in Oregon in various different places. And so some of those have given us information to direct people about how to get, you know, some takeout from them. We're really trying to support the community and also ourselves. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. We have a merchandise fundraiser and a donation drive that's kicking off soon. And I'll let Wally talk some more about that.
Before we get to Wally on that, though, I do want to ask, and you mentioned talking to friends. So is this an actual audio thing, or is it chatting?
Yeah. No, it is. It is actually within this. If you want to participate in this way, like mm-hmm. I said, there's lots of different ways of interacting with the virtual event. You create an avatar, and these volunteers created a way where if you and I are standing next to each other in the virtual Zavanna or the three-dimensional video game version of Zavanna do, so to speak, we can hear each other if we're right next to each other. But as our avatars get farther away, our voices get quieter. It's really absolutely mind-blowing what these volunteers have put together.
That sounds like some amazing stuff. And we're talking volunteers, Wally. They're not charging anything for this?
Yeah, that's correct. The volunteers are volunteering, and we're not charging anything, like Chris Holland said. Yeah, you know, we're really trying to just create an experience for everybody to come together and be together as much as they can be, and also a way to support our community, support our artisans, support the food vendors, you know, as much as we can, the entertainers, and be able to get their offerings out there and a way for people to connect with them, and even in some cases, like Chris once said, purchase their wares.
How much testing has been done? I'm going to guess 20,000 people can't do this all at the same time, or can they?
We have done, we can. We have done a whole lot of testing, and we have some incredibly skilled volunteers, and this is a very different kind of volunteering that these individuals normally do for us. But they have come together with a lot of different skill sets, and there has been a lot of testing and experimenting, because this really kind of is all an experiment, for sure. We have never done anything like this before, but we are really excited, and we feel confident that it's going to work out, and it's also just the beginning. It's creating ways for us to be able to connect with our community, the fair community, year-round, and we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, Wally, we're down to our last minute, so give us some thoughts about where you take the fair in the future, when you can do it in person again, but you also have this virtual stuff established.
Right. Yeah, that's the big question mark. We as just a world don't really know what the future is going to look like at this point. And past the virtual fair, that's one of the things we're going to be really looking at, is what the community gatherings are going to be looking like, not just for us, but the whole state and really the whole country. And we'll do what we can do to bring people together, maybe a combination of virtual and non-virtual. This does, kind of give us a kick, so to speak, to be able to gather year-round to some degree, and engage with each other year-round, and not just that 3 days, which is great. But, of course, gathering in person is the main thing we do and the main thing we want to do. Right. And we'll be working towards that as much as possible.
And that will come back. But for this year, July 10, 11, 12, the Oregon Country Fair online, only OregonCountryFair.org. Thanks to Wally Baumgars, the OCF Executive Director, and Crystal and Frank, the Operations Manager. Best of luck, and thanks for talking to us on The Exchange.
Thanks so much for having us.
All right, take care.
Thank you so much.